Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, March 24th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.93, and the dew point is 30 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Some patrons' meals were cut short at the Golden Corral in West Topeka on Thursday night. Mark Wilson has details.
People enjoying their all-you-care-to-eat buffet meal may have left a little hungry after a vehicle caught fire after striking the Golden Corral building. An older driver in the drive-through line at the Chick-fil-A lost control of their vehicle, drove up an embankment, and struck the restaurant. The driver experienced non-life-threatening injuries as a result of the accident. No other injuries were reported.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture said this week there are grants available to help people repair their homes damaged by snowstorms or wildfire last year. Homes must be located in presidentially declared disaster areas, and that makes people living in 22 counties in Kansas eligible for the funding. The Rural Disaster Home Repair Grant Program offers grants of up to $40,000 to repair their homes, and certain income requirements apply. There's more on the USDA website. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job,
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hungered in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A bill that would have broadened vaccine exemptions in daycare, schools, and workplaces in Kansas got rejected on Thursday by a legislative committee, as the Senate Public Health and Welfare Committee voted 3-4 against sending the bill to the full Senate. A law enacted in 2021 already allows Kansas workers to refuse the COVID-19 vaccine if it's against their religious beliefs without question from an employer. The bill rejected in committee on Thursday would have extended that to all vaccines and added children. For kids, those vaccines would include measles, mumps, tetanus, and more. The legislation would also take current law further by saying people would merely need to say that they have a moral objection rather than requiring some documentation that a religion they belong to opposes vaccinations. Religious and medical exemptions have existed for decades, but schools, for instance, often have discretion about how much someone has to document a religious objection before their vaccination requirement was waived. The legislation brought heated testimony from both sides. Supporters of the far broader exemption argued for personal freedom and bodily autonomy. Opponents of the bill argued for trust in experts and that vaccines protect everyone at school and at work. The committee narrowly passed a more tailored-down bill, 4-3, that prohibits schools and daycare centers from requiring COVID-19 vaccinations. Senator Chase Blassi of Wichita said he doesn't think that they can trust the Kansas Department of Health and Environment that they're not going to add this vaccination. And that's why, as policymakers, they wanted to ensure that it's never even a possibility. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has said that it has no plans to add the COVID-19 vaccine to the required list of vaccines for children. Governor Kelly said the number of adult and children psychiatric beds increased by 1/3 in Kansas during the past 4 years as the state responded to the shortage of inpatient services for people struggling with mental illness. Kansas now has 212 inpatient beds for children, 318 adult inpatient beds at psychiatric facilities, and 424 beds in psychiatric residential treatment facilities, and that represented increases since 2019 of 42 beds for children, 75 beds at adult psychiatric facilities, and 116 beds at resident treatment facilities. Overall, Kansas added 233 beds during the four-year period for a total of 954, representing a 32% rise in availability. Governor Kelly said the lack of specialized beds was one of the most significant barriers to delivery of mental health care to Kansans statewide. So now they must continue their progress in addressing the mental health crisis here in Kansas by reducing the stigma around mental illness and substance use disorders and by dedicating additional much-needed resources to these challenges. The state relied on federal funding to help 13 community mental health centers expand access to mental health services and to support certified community behavioral health clinics. And the state established KansasAgStress.org to share information on mental health issues with farmers and ranchers while expanding mental health programs in schools and implementing the 988 Crisis and Suicide Prevention Hotline. Kansas State University is opening its doors to the public for the exploration of endless possibilities at the All University Open House from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, April 1st. The open house will take place on the Manhattan campus with activities, learning, fun, and food, and the event is for all ages and an opportunity to explore K-State while getting an insider's look at the university's academic programs, student organizations, and campus life. The event offers a mix of activities, projects, displays, demonstrations, food, and entertainment, and tours of the campus and on-campus housing are available throughout the day. The Carl R. Ice College of Engineering invites visitors to get a sneak peek of this year's student-built formula car and watch several student competitions. You can test your balance and coordination with the College of Health and Human Sciences and tour the nursing program facilities. The College of Arts and Sciences will feature many displays throughout campus, including interactive art projects, and you can visit the English department's custom poetry from the Poet in a Box. Test your paper airplane skills and explore a living wax museum with the College of Education. The College of Architecture Planning and Design's events include Box Hatton, which offers visitors a chance to try their hand at city planning. And you can take a stroll to the College of Veterinary Medicine complex to see a variety of exhibits and activities. For the full schedule of events and to learn more, you can visit k-state.edu/openhouse. In Nebraska news, the Grand Island police are looking to identify a man they say stole thousands of dollars in video games from a Walmart. At around 6 p.m. on Wednesday, officers responded to the Walmart on Deers Avenue after the store's loss prevention reported a man came into the store between approximately 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. and stole roughly $5,200 worth of Nintendo Switch games by cutting and damaging a video game case. Captain Dean Elliott said the suspect stole the items over the course of an hour and a half, going to his vehicle and returning to the store to continue stealing the video games. He added that at one point, the suspect changed his clothes, including stealing a Reebok jacket from the store to help conceal the video games. Elliott was asked how employees never noticed the suspect damaging the case and exiting the store multiple times with the stolen video games, and he said it was likely the store was busy, and because of this, employees didn't notice what the suspect was doing until later. Elliott said the theft was not reported until 7 hours after it occurred because that is when the Walmart's loss prevention team reported it to the Grand Island Police Department. He added that the Grand Island Police have surveillance footage and a still image of the suspect that is being distributed to area law enforcement and that it may release this to the public to help identify him. Anyone with information on the theft is urged to contact the Grand Island Police at 308-385-5400. A Hastings man, 19-year-old Francisco Ramirez Velasquez, was charged in Adams County Court with alleged possession of more than 140 grams of methamphetamine, possession of 140 grams or more of cocaine, and possession of drug money, after two searches located packages containing large quantities of methamphetamine and cocaine. According to an arrest affidavit, on March 16th, investigators with the Trident Drug Task Force received a report of a suspicious package coming from a residence in the 1000 block of North North Street and Joseph Avenue in Hastings. And the United States Postal Service later obtained a federal search warrant for a package. A subsequent search found 7.8 pounds of methamphetamine in three separate packages. The affidavit said on that same day, investigators placed a package outside the residence and they later observed Ramirez Velasquez allegedly running out of the home and grabbing the package before going back inside. An additional search warrant was obtained to search the residence and investigators located another package containing 2.4 pounds of methamphetamine, 140 grams of cocaine, approximately $8,000 in U.S. currency, and a digital scale in baggies. The residence is approximately 700 feet from Longfellow Elementary. On Thursday, a judge set Ramirez Velasquez's bond at 10% of $100,000, and he was scheduled to appear in Adams County Court for a preliminary hearing on April 6th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The public is reminded that the Kansas Department of Transportation has closed a portion of K-383 in Norton County for reconstruction. The closure begins at the East U.S. 36 Junction and extends approximately 6 miles northeast to the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge near Almena. And traffic should follow the signed detour route on U.S. 36 and U.S. 183. The project activities will consist of widening the highway on existing alignment into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders, and crews will also decrease side slopes and level hills and valleys, which will help improve visibility and increase passing opportunities. Several drainage structures along the route will be replaced as well. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway by the end of 2023, conditions permitting. This project is the second phase of reconstruction on 26 miles of K-383 in Norton and Phillips counties. Phase 1 consisted of approximately 6 miles from east of Long Island to the U.S. 183 junction, and Phase 3 is the remaining 14 miles from Almena to east of Long Island. The Kansas Department of Transportation is currently finalizing the design plan for Phase 3 and anticipates letting the project for construction in the spring of 2025. For more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. Fort Hays State University's next Science Cafe is set for Monday, March 27th. And this month's presentation, Fishes, Senses, and Fishing, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute. The presentation will begin at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill in Hays. Dr. William Bill Stark, Professor of Biological Sciences at Fort Hays State University, will help everyone dip their toes in the water world of fish and explore some of the ways fish experience their world that's a bit different than our own. He'll have some hands-on material, and participation of all ages is encouraged. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and questions can be directed to Carrie Rolder at 785-628-4743. The Norton County Community Foundation has awarded $10,000 in the March grant cycle, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. These grant funds supported Northern Valley Schools, which received $10,000 for exterior grout and ceiling. Northern Valley Schools was awarded these funds to help with exterior facility upgrades. The high school, built in 1923, is a center life force of the community, serving students and teachers on a daily basis and also hosting regular events such as reunions, funerals, receptions, and celebrations. The building has water leaks in the mortar joints, causing damage to ceiling tiles, structural supports, and walls, and the school has been patching them each year. However, it's reached a point where a full repair is necessary. Addressing the root problem will be more economical in the long run, and Mid-Continental Restoration has been hired to clean the mortar joints, remove loose debris, resealment of sill and joints, and the project is set to begin in June. According to the grant application, the Northern Valley School District is a vital part of the Almena and Long Island communities, and it's crucial that their school district maintain their property in good working order to provide a safe environment for their local students. The school is working to secure all funds necessary for the project and is welcoming any support from interested parties. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortoncf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. And for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106. You can email Bethany at nortoncf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having tuna noodles, green beans, peaches, French bread, baby carrots, and milk. And for Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be stuffed crust cheese pizza, fruit, and milk. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools: at 2:23 p.m., the Norton Junior High School Winter Awards. At 3:45 p.m., the Norton Junior High School Track Pictures. And on Saturday, March 25th at 7:30 a.m., Forensics at Hoisington. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there's a chance of rain and snow before noon, and then a chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy, with the high near 46, and an east wind around 5 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation today is 50%, with little or no snow accumulation expected. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of rain before 11 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 28 and a south wind around 5 miles per hour becoming west after midnight. On Saturday, there's a chance of rain and snow before 11 a.m. After that, a chance of rain, and it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 50. On Saturday night, there's a chance of rain before 10 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., then a chance of snow after 4 a.m., should be mostly cloudy with a low around 25. On Sunday, there's a chance of snow before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., and then a chance of rain after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 44. And on Sunday night, there's a slight chance of rain before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with the high around 23. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, there's a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers. Should be mostly cloudy Monday with a high near 46. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. Currently with overcast skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.93, and the dew point is 30 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas State Wildcats are headed to the Elite Eight after a thrilling 98-93 overtime victory over Michigan State in the Sweet 16 on Thursday night. Point guard Marquise Noel, a New York City native, put on a show in his hometown as he finished with 20 points and a career-high in NCAA tournament record 19 assists. And speaking with the media after the game, Noel remarked on his assists in the matchup and how he's been passing so well so far in the tournament. He discussed if there's anything in particular he's seeing in this tournament.
I'm just trying to get my teammates involved because, you know, a lot of guys on the team could do different things, and we are best when we all sharing the ball, passing the ball around the perimeter, and different guys is getting into double figures, you know, on the scoring, you know, category. But, you know, credit to my teammates. I mean, I wouldn't have 19 assists if they, you know, didn't make any shots. So credit to Ish, Keontae, David, Naquan, and everybody that played today for allowing me to have this career high in assists.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Cash.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at QualityStructures.com.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have a trough of low pressure in the western part of the country, a southwest flow of moisture coming in to the plains, and one disturbance after another rotating out ahead of that trough will bring us chances of off and on rain all the way into Tuesday of next week, so the cloudy and cool weather pattern continues. It looks like by Wednesday of next week, high pressure builds in. We start to warm up before another storm system arrives by Thursday night or Friday of next week. There'll be two primary chances of rain tonight and once again on Saturday night where we could see a mix of snow. Rain, possibly a mix of snow this morning in northwestern Kansas with a high today in the mid-40s. Sprinkles or flurries in north-central Kansas with a high in the low 50s. In northeast Kansas, rain this afternoon with a high in the low 50s. Scattered showers in southwest Kansas with a high in the upper 40s today. Could see some rain tonight, our low in the mid-20s. In south-central Kansas, showers this afternoon with a high in the mid-50s. Rain, a few thunderstorms in southeastern Kansas today. Breezy with a high back in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much, Dan Holliday. Now, live cattle closed slightly lower as mixed cash trading did not develop any excitement. Mixed boxed beef also continues to be the pattern, and hog futures again made new lows, but were able to bounce back as short covering took place over the recent large decline. Early this morning, May corn is down a cent, making a bid to end the week a little lower, with support from 7 corn export sale announcements in 10 days. Soybeans for May are down 12 cents, having already suffered a drop of over 50 cents on the week. Kansas City wheat for May is up 4 cents early this morning, cheering back some of the week's loss, but not going anywhere fast. This has been a check of the markets and of the weather. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible, and we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers, and the land you love becomes